This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
2021. Stigma on women who enjoy sex. Is that still a reality? Is that still something you experience and you go through? Talk to me. The stigma on female sexual desire is a discussion that is still very much avoided in our so-called enlightened communities and generation. Okay. Can you believe that sex still carries a stigma in 2021? The minute a woman is seen to be actively seeking sexual pleasure, she'll be labeled loose, dirty, or they'll even go as far as saying uncultured. Eh? This day and age. I want us to talk about that. And guys, you're going to weigh in later on. Hashtag stigma on women that love sex. Unozuko, Ms. Rumbu, Ari, you know, once you speak openly about sex, this other gender quickly assumes you want to have it with every Tom, Dick, and Harry. The quickest way to even flood your inbox is to honestly comment on sex-related topics and watch your inbox. Iba busy. Mar, behind closed doors, then the double standards begin. Audiker Majita, you are going to weigh in on this topic. Later on. Skajach. 2021, women are still stigmatized for loving sexual desire or having sexual desires or loving sex. Like men, women are also sexual beings. Yet, in their most intimate relationships, they often don't know how to express this. And yes, society has a lot to do with this. Societal norms have put, call it boundaries on this. However, it could also be because society has also, you know, made women to be seen as object of sexual desire. For them to get immensely judged for experiencing a sexual appetite themselves. Like, if you think about it, when a man attains a certain number of sexual partners, he's said to be experienced, macho, and so on. When a woman does it, she's promiscuous. Reality is society has a difficult time accepting that women that love sex, that women do love sex, and even more than men. And that's where the double standards come in. This is partly why women still find it hard to initiate or even just to tell a man outright if that's what they want. Tell the man outright when sex is all they want and nothing more. Because they're like, ooh, the labels. Ladies, do you think there is still a stigma attached on you liking or loving sex? Do you still find it hard to speak openly, even amongst your friends, about your sexual desires because you might just be judged? Hashtag stigma on women that love sex. Bra Walter, Oring, Bra Walter, say something.
Woman, wow.
I know. That's all he said. He sent that voice note to say, wow. Let's talk about the stigma that is given and labels given to women who love and enjoy sex. And looking at my timeline, like Tony Montana is asking already, Hori, is there a difference between somebody who loves sex and a sex addict? And this exactly speaks to exactly what I want men to weigh on. Why, when she has more appetite and energy than you as a man, sex addict is the first thing that comes to mind. Let me draw a parallel before I want to make my point. A parallel would be, and we've heard about this, when a man has a high sex drive, his woman would immediately say, you need to find me a helper. Because I can't handle your energy. So men, instead of thinking polyandry, you think sex addict. Why don't you think polyandry? Maybe I need a helper. I'm be happy. Yeah. There, I know. I just threw a spanner in the works. Way in. Because there will be double standards. She loves sex. She's not a sex addict. That's the difference. Hashtag stigma on women that love sex. My 3 teaspoons coming up.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why hashtag stigma on women that love sex. Number one, to shame women. If you face it, the image of a woman is entrenched in building a home. Domestication, that is. Once a woman is openly sexually free, they are shamed. Because that's not what society, patriarchy, expects of them. But what is indecent, really, about a woman that is in control of her own desires? How is it any different from a man? To why the stigma on women that love sex? To control them. For years, women were made to believe that sex was meant to serve men and not them. This is why most women are not truthful about their sexual appetite and desire. They fear judgment. However, 2021, well in. And we are living in a sexually liberated era where women can and should own their sexuality and thrive in it. Yet, .. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why, hashtag stigma on women that love sex, to normalize abnormality. Society just disapproves of women being sexually free. But the very same society celebrates freedom of expression, freedom of choice, and this very society buys sex more than anything. I get about sex sells, so who buys it? It is normal to be sexual. But it is not normal to want it. No, be hungry. Don't eat. King Mar. Anyway. So where to add project? Your top 10 is coming up. Mama Zip.
Yes, Uncle T.
Watch and learn. Take notes, ne?
Okay.
All right. Balls! I'm all ears.
So, liberation, right?
Mm.
In the bedroom.
Yes.
Is seen as a disease, an issue of sorts when it comes to women. Mm-hmm. You know, either urata dilo or you have too much of an understanding of your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what men fail to understand is that the older I get, the more I understand of what...
Yes.
I like when I do the horizontal tango.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
And if you can't keep up, chief tele saitin, baby, it's either you allow me to bring the toys into the bedroom to kind of supplement for what it is, then you don't have to be working the entire time.
Yeah.
Or you allow me to bring in another player into this game.
That's right. Spread the wealth.
Spread the wealth. Let us do expropriation of this beautiful specimen that is me. Because, I mean, honestly, you can't handle it by yourself.
Thank you.
The people shall share.
Yeah.
The people shall govern.
Mm-hmm.
You are not people, only one. Skaba stinchi man.
Wow.
Skaba stinchi.
What ingutu and that?
Ingutu. Mama thought that the only thing they know how to share is ingutu. When it comes to women, they don't want to share. Marabayoga is going to scave, but share.
Nye COVID no khal.
Nye COVID. Ingutu baya sala, baya round eli tafula, you know, balo bapis, baya pana, baya pana. Mara mina mangiti, mamelala, nye ashisa. It is pan, it's pan.
Can I ask you this then? While we're still on stigma on women. Stigma on women that love sex depends on who she's dating, right? Because she can meet her match. She can meet an open-minded person. My question is, are you meeting your match? That's my question. Do you find that today you're like, you know what? I'm in my 40s. And if I date a younger man, he's more open-minded. You're right. And explores. Because intanga zakho are still part of the patriarchy. Again, they come with the old software. Hashtag stigma on women that love sex. Which one are you? Stigma on women that love sex. Are you finding that you are meeting your match?
The stigma is very high, Malumeti. Kore ho thoma go sexual le banna. Kore ba o lebeletse ba re o ke pere khala tlo la melatswana le ditrata o. And le topic, you know, when Wednesday, every time you comment on your topics, now I can attest for myself. My DMs go crazy because ba batla go tla le dipotso tsa a ka nnete really? You do that? Really? I found a very open partner. Nice. Leave them. I am here. Let me serve you. So if I don't talk my sexual desires, he won't be able to serve me. So I'm open now because of you. And I draw one.
You are... You're assuming my topic has nothing to do with this morning. Hey, I woke up karmutimo. You know... the Mukuli family and the Kai family are same WhatsApp group, eh?
Is it?
Yeah. Go ahead. You were saying. I don't want to interrupt you on your show.
No, you've already interrupted. Continue.
So yesterday I made a proclamation out of Nyakapuka. Prof. Franz from music said, Nati, please have this as a topic for Wednesday. And just continue, just for once. We've never had it. Just a continuation of Wetness Day.
Hi.
Are you sure? Ari, please, man. God, okay, I'll do it for you and Tabu. So yesterday, I shouted. You think you're going to call me over for one round, Mna, or not?
Ha!
Have you seen me? Have you touched me? Have you experienced me? Or you think you're going to come over for one round for it, Mna, or not? Then, like, a friend of mine, she was like, but what's that? Tina, we go away and he'll give me one round. Got it for the whole weekend? 3 days. More talk for one round. Then in a man's point of view, ne? My friend, I said to him, stop it. I'm hearing things that you're walking out on your wife. He says, it's just not because I want to. It's just because I go to the gym and now my libido is so high and my stamina. And she stopped going to the gym and she's lethargic. So it's differences. So when you woke up this morning and you started your theme, I was like, this is the perfect theme for the continuation. Because my continuation is, am I asking for too much, ... Men and women, call me, please.
Akira, that's exactly what we're talking about.
Akira, I love it. Female libido.
And I was saying, Akira, that's another question we were asking.
Ooh.
If you can't match.
Then, polyandry. I almost drove into the gate. I almost ran over our security here downstairs.
And did I trigger people?
Of course you did. Do you think black men even want to know what the definition of polyandry is? Oxalai, you're hinting on them being compared to another man. And by virtue of you negotiating polyandry, it means you're not meeting your KPIs, brother. Oh, Tabo, why did you go there?
Is that where you're going?
No. Yes, but both sides. I'm being fair today. You were focusing on us.
Yes.
And thank you for that.
Pleasure.
Both sides. Am I asking for too much, ... Am I asking for too much, Tabo, if I say more than one round?
Thank you.
Am I asking for too much when I say, come to the gym with me so that your libido can be on the same level so that I don't have to...
It's not even about the libido.
Am I asking for too much if I ask for
cunnilingus?
Yeah.
Keep it young.
Am I asking for too much if I want cunnilingus? Am I asking for too much if I want us to both visit Pornhub? Am I asking for too much?
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
On today's topic, ne? Yeah, the stigma is still there. And it's very sad, from Banyana Babang, because there are
other girls would look at you like maybe you're cheap, or you don't value yourself, or maybe you don't love yourself when you are talking about sex openly. I once dated a guy, whenever I would talk about sex, he would give me lukunyana engwe e snacksinyana hore hey, maybe nake stoto or eng. But it was living today that guy, onzanshava kancho ya hore yo lali wena o stoto. Na I love sex, I talk about it, and ke batla hore ke be free. Imagine doing something le someone o sa khoneng go bua ka yona le yena a ever thong re tloe lentle
Thokoz Mkhulu or ngithi gogo Zola hi Phela akere no no wait protocol must be observed Zola
Thank you no I appreciate
Thokoz Thokoz akubani kumkhulu or kugogo
No gogo
Oh Thokoz gogo
After
all, okay. How's it? Is
that you clapped my hands?
Yes.
Yes.
Welcome.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I'm good. You.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You. Yeah. No. Wednesday, man.
Thank you.
I just for the first time I actually drafted things down that I want to say on this topic.
Okay. Go ahead.
And I know you'll get it. Mm. Macy Gray gave us song "Sexual Revolution."
Mm-hmm.
We just spoke to her now. Nati gave us "Sextraordinary."
Mm-hmm.
Busiso gave us "Kobisi Polo."
Mm-hmm.
Nasa gave us "Be Free." And well. He's not female, but Marvin Gaye gave us "Sexual Healing."
Oh yeah.
So I don't think there's no stigma. It's not 1916 Tanzania. So
yes.
We must just, well, not we, but people treat you the way you allow them to, and all the lips must be open, up and down.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scene, man. Moshidi Mutawa gave us as Naomi. But speaking to the young kid on the show, today,
that's right. Yeah.
So I believe, as my daughter said, 50-50, the females are allowed to take advantage of us.
Yeah,
you need to be sexually liberated, and you need to own it. It's not the 90s anymore. They take it. Take it if you want it. Take it. I can't really use it now. When you want it, take it.
All right. I hear you. Thank you, Zola. Yeah. Be liberated. Be free.
Malumati, the stigma is still there. Roba o look 2021, but you find yourself dating a man. Horo alivelela, unalu chwafa chwafanya nasoki. But loana, you got things that you wanna do. Narata lo chau chwatiling. Mchana shonyaka lo chedi standard. Oh, tomodia lo chedi extra. Pare. Rovala, di chaka chona lo chio, di duruti teki boma.
I wonder what does bofa mean in this context. Lerato.
Hi, how are you?
Harry bofa. Do you get it? I don't know. I want to learn.
I'm not sure.
Kimo, come on. Kimo, tell us. Anyway, Lerato. Are you stigmatized still, or you find that it has changed?
I don't allow myself to be stigmatized. I'm 43.
Ah, there you
I
go.
I don't allow myself to be stigmatized. Ah. I agree with Unati. I'm now we can do it for one round.
Haibo.
There's no way. At 43, it pains me for a man to be shocked that I'm liberated. At 43. Maybe if I was in my 20s, I'd understand why he's shocked. I'm 43. What do you think I've been doing all these years? No, then it worries me. If Ukompalito, Haki suggest or something
yes.
in the bedroom, it worries me too.
And are you dating a younger man?
Yes, I am.
Baza! Pull me down. Nige batlamu.
The funny thing is...
No, no, no. No, wait, wait. Nige batlamu. You know why I asked it so deliberately?
Okay.
Because the generations are different. The mindsets are different. So right? True. Right? Because ntangaya hao. Ntangaya hao. Sansana tsweri e la yanta timhul. Nondo.
Kena o umpalito.
Thank you.
Hakikala ki ru umpalito. Oru kampela huru ukupa uko kamoya. Guys. Really?
And then younger men?
At home, younger men. Come on, yeah, they are meeting next to the bed.
Yeah.
Ageko kuzo munye. Ageko okuza omunye.
How young, if I may ask, how young?
6 years younger.
Oh, Gilben six.
Yeah. He lets me be. Like, even though I'm born, if I'm not in the mood, like, I'm trying to write. What's wrong? What's wrong? And that's what I want. I'm 43.
So, okay. So, in other words, what you're saying, the problem here is not your body, it's your software.
Yes. No, it's not the body. I've got friends who are big boned. Hey, and my friends, no. How about when we have the bedroom discussions, the things that they do, sometimes I think even I, as small as I am, can't do those things. Marabona. They do, so it's got nothing to do with your body.
No, I'm saying even as a man, it's really more on your mindset, your software, the way you think about it, that really halts the exploration.
Yes, and it works both ways. It works both ways. It works both ways. It's not just us who are experiencing. I know there's men who are also experiencing the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, and they too would like to say the same thing to their partner, a female in this case.
Yes, the funny thing is that the guy that I'm dating is saying that about his counterpart that he's supposed to be dating by a villa in Beijing.
Marat like I'm only 42, gamo. Hey,
oh nah. Abam puta hanter. Are you sure you're 42?
Oh,
go ahead.
So, which then echoes what I said yesterday? Love is energy. Match the energy.
It is.
Match the energy.
It is. You have to. I'm all about energies in now. If my energy doesn't gel with you, nothing's going to happen. In any situation in my life.
So, utoma phone la no. Kare kya utwa ora.
Kesho ma mes. Utaba am phone la. Phone ya ke kesho ito pa da. Kesho ito pa phone. Abam puto kura. Wa ongenza so. Sitlanga na ni.
Bye bye. Bye bye, Rato. Oh, Kimo, how will I like our waffle? How will I like the Jabo Christian Grey? Hmm? Yeah. Kaditoish. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
The best tea in the city. Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday. On Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.